Oh ja, da?
Kam ich jetzt die Lüte vorne? Haben wir mir zuhören?
My apologies for being a few minutes late. I had some meetings with people. Your Holiness, what could be done to help our TV nation open to Dharma?
Dharma said, "Miss, I want to know your kids' Martha." Da. Dharma said, "Miss, how much out of knowing is Martha."
Of course, when we speak of Buddha Dharma, we are not talking about something that everybody can have interest in.
Oh. So I think for public in general or humanity in general, I feel the human values or secular ethics, that I think is relevant. So therefore, I think media people also have, I think, equal sort of responsibility to promote these values. But then Dharma, what do you mean Dharma?
In a general sense, we can refer to everything as dharmas.
Including violence. Also dharma. Dharmas dharmas.
Because dharma in general is defined as a phenomenon that has the that has its own characteristics and identity.
So all these negative things also they have their own kind of that.
Its own defining characteristics.
Yeah. So I agree. I think the media people, I think the regarding promotion of human value, I think firstly, parents have, I think, special responsibility. Their children must bring in the atmosphere of compassionate because of the family. I always telling people the real teacher of compassion to us is our mother, not our teacher. A Dharma teacher come later. When I was, you see, very, very young, I very much appreciate about my mother's sort of affection. And I think my mother's affection, I think deep went red. No. I think deep in my the heart, I think. But then Dharma teacher come much later, isn't it? Then second, I think the people who involve in education, like school or kindergarten, I think especially I think kindergarten, up to university. I think people who are concerned about education, I think they must, show the value of human compassion or human warm-heartedness, not through word, but through action. To student, to young student, or elder student, show oneself as a good example of good human being, warm-hearted human being, isn't it? Then media people and also religious people or business or politician or leaders, I think various people, various sort of part of human community have this common responsibility to build happier human being, happier humanity. And if humanity become more compassionate, then millions of these birds, animals, fish, I think all get, benefit. We become cruel. this poor animal. I think. 인제다 실수 강해라지 가져오다. 심지어 이
Of course, when human beings lack capacity for empathy, then you know the animals particularly suffer tragically.
Like that? Then next question.
What is the best way for the teachings of Buddhism and the teachings of Christianity to be practiced together?
념도래.
그래서
There are many common things. I think they like teaching of compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, contentment, self-discipline. All these, in fact, all major religious traditions, is it, teach us these are important in order to have happier life or in order to please God or Creator. These are the teaching. So the same meaning, be a sensible person. Then I think Christian,
And also, if you look at the ethical teachings, for example, the concept of the seven cardinal sins, and if you relate that to the Buddhist teachings on precepts and ethics, again, we see a lot of commonalities.
And even if it was the Quran, I think the Quran emphasizes the elder people should take care or concern with affection to the younger people. The younger people must show respect and serve to the elder people. And the human being should not harm all form of creatures. These are very, very good ones, isn't it? Very good. Then among the Christian practitioner, Christian monks or nuns, I think their way of life, I think very similar that of Buddhist monks, nuns. I have opportunity to visit some of these monasteries or nunnery in Europe as well as in America, mainly in Europe. Their life, the simplicity, and great devotion to their faith. I think there are many similarities. And in some cases, I think the Christian monks are more simplicity than Buddhist monk. Now modern Buddhist monk. Sometimes becoming more luxurious. So they need some discipline.
Regarding discriminating awareness of excited and lax mind, 친구, 시신기 잘해진 또 그럴까? You mentioned that an excited mind, 그봐, is a derivative of attachment. 대배처럼. What is a lax mind a derivative of?
친구, 친구 지금 룸 어디? 친구 처음으로 대화 이어래.
네, 그래 잘도 해놨어.
그래.
친구한테 너무 나 그래 잘도 해놨어.
그래.
In general, laxity is a neutral state of mind. But it is said that a subtle form of laxity can sometimes be a virtuous state of mind as well.
That 게을러지, 그다 게을러지, 그게 those mīk shimbē tā ngā tu tūrū shimbē kathūl yā chīngwā chāmu lēyā dīndē shīnē ngō tsū yū tūdū chīngwā chāmu yīmbā gyā yīndā.
For example, if someone is in a meditative state of a virtuous mental state, and then as the quality of the mental meditation sort of slides into mental laxity, so in the early stages it's only a very subtle level of mental laxity, and those states are actually virtuous states of mind as well. In what specific way has working with Western scientists changed your views? In what specific way has working with Western scientists changed your views? One thing that I say is that I would like to, with great respect, state to Vasubandhu, Master Vasubandhu, that the third chapter of his Abhidhamma Kosha, A Treasure of Higher Knowledge, needs to be rewritten. When practicing shamatha, how should we correct a tendency towards sleepiness?
Correct, isn't it?
Now, if the sleepiness is really of a quite a gross level of sleepiness, then you have to end the session. This is serious. And you have to walk around. And also, you know, wash your face. And also try to have a much more kind of, you know, very far view of, you know, far horizon, so that you have an expansive view. And less dinner is very helpful.
I think Buddhist monk, actually, afternoon, no solid meal. I think this is a very good tradition. And the health viewpoint also, I think, very good. So I also used to do practice that. Particularly in Thai, or Sri Lanka, in Burma, very strict, this practice. Very good.
When we receive harm from someone, are we experiencing the result of a particular harm we gave to that particular person in the past, or are we experiencing the negative karmic result of general or various vast harmful actions?
Chile Mingne ya lenga sa sha ba shugo ra le ya dribu ya chira me bjin de yong me ro
it's actually a very difficult question. And generally, as far as the basic pattern of how positive karmic actions leads to desirable consequences and negative karmic actions leads to undesirable and harmful consequences, so far as the general pattern of that cause and effect relationship is concerned, there is a certain determinacy. However, as to the specifics of why this particular instance of harm I'm experiencing today, you know, what exactly is this result of? Which specific karmic act that I've committed in the past has given, you know, led to this particular experience of I'm encountering? On these kind of very specific questions, it's very difficult to make the judgment. Broadly, of course, there will be a pattern. So, and generally it is said that, one will experience the consequences of karma of a similar type. So if you have engaged in a certain types of negative actions, the consequences you will experience will also be commensurate with that type of actions you have engaged in. Is it beneficial for me to make a lot of money if my motivation is to help? Is money bad?
That is the me punzo shisung doa punzo dishis chazagada drebu tarbada debeti ti dubji du chedang nor shego.
So generally speaking, in the text we read of what I refer to as the four factors of perfection. So in one set, you have So we find within this set of four perfect factors for perfection, there are two objectives. One is the spiritual practice, the spiritual attainment or dharma attainment. The other one is the fulfillment of one's desire. And with relation to these two objectives, there is the two objectives are the liberation on the one hand and fulfillment of one's material desires on the other. And with relation to these two objectives, you have two factors so spiritual practice is the factor for attainment of liberation, and acquisition of material wealth is the factor for the fulfillment of your desire. So in this idea, we see that acquisition of material wealth is seen as a condition for human perfection. We also... And we also and we also find references to a very specifically fortunate type of human birth where many important favorable conditions are present in that individual, whether it would be an excellent material resources or whether it is an excellent mental resources or power and so on. And the idea here being that these conditions, if they are if they converge in the human being, then they can serve as a very important conditions for serving others and fulfillment of others, and in fact contributing towards the attainment of omniscience. So in itself there is nothing wrong with wealth.
Usually I make sort of joke with Tibetan. We usually recite, we Tibetan usually recite Om Mani Padme Hum. So Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, that. When you, then little bit because the faster And Om Mani Padme Om Mani Om Mani Om Mani Om Mani. That eventually, you know, money means jewel. So that's a Sanskrit word, Om Mani, Om Mani, Om Mani. That eventually, money, 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 money. So we recite instead of Om Mani Padme Hum, but money, 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 money. And I think that's very sincere, because everybody is making money. So therefore, that's very sincere. Money, 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 money. Dollar, 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 dollar.
Your Holiness, it is such a pleasure to be in your presence. I offer you my gratitude and my love for showing us what it is possible to attain while in human form. Shantideva speaks of the virtues of renouncement and of giving up attachment. As the mother of two young children, ages 2 and 7, I'm struggling to make sense of how to approach this ideal. Would you please speak to the right view one should take with regard to one's young children and partner? Generally, whether it is on the part of a parent towards one's children, or whether it is on the part of one partner towards one's companion, within the feeling of intimacy and love that one experiences, one can distinguish two dimensions or two types. One type of love, and in this context, a feeling of intimacy, can be more based upon an sort of instinctual attachment. However, there could be another form of a feeling of intimacy and love where there is a genuine recognition of the dependent nature of one's relationship, the need on your part to take care, and recognition that the well-being of the other depends upon yourself. So based upon that, one can imagine a possibility of a genuine sense of love and intimacy in such relationships. And secondly, of course, it's something that one needs to examine oneself and observe this. One could say that if the relationship is based upon a feeling of love and intimacy that is primarily permeated by attachment, then there is a degree of instability there, because that would depend very much upon the behavior and the attitudes of the other. Therefore, there's always the possibility that due to certain changes in the circumstances, that love and affection could turn into a form of hostility and so on. Whereas if the intimacy and the feeling of love is really based upon a genuine recognition of the person, the individuals that are involved, a genuine recognition of the person and his or her quality, and then that kind of love is much more stable, and it has less chance of sliding into hostility and anger.
Attachment nyumu chengi nying nyawa di pang. Kareslo na nyumu chengi nying nyawa digi nyumu chumo yimbe nying nyawa yoyala gejin chigawa. Kanda attachment digi kaso da biased nying nyawa digi unbiased da dachimbe nying nyawa digi yoyala gejin chigawa.
So the kind of attachment that Shantideva is advocating to abandon in the text here is this limited, biased kind of intimacy and attachment that we normally experience.
I think as yesterday I mentioned, this is the biased, short-sightedness, ignorant, that kind of attachment eventually become hindrance of the unbiased, realistic, compassionate attitude. Therefore, first, the attachment seems beautiful, but essentially ignorant, biased, short-sighted, unrealistic, as I mentioned yesterday. So therefore, this should reduce. Then develop the profound way, profound sort of closeness feeling or compassion, which not based on ignorance, but with
accompanied with the wisdom of understanding the reality.
And unbiased, and holistic, realistic.
So let's now read from Shantideva's text. So from verse 25 onwards, Shantideva is explaining the practice of how to seek physical solitude, and which would require dealing with attachment to our residence and homes and so on.
Now, the result of Chanam Dang, Singham Mini, Jemiji, Rana Dawa Dada, Namshi Tenji Dan and Jur, Pogam Takam Tongbang, Junshi, Chungdu Nai Jedi, Namshi Jabdu Midashing, Chabam Evan Jushi Ku, Sacho Dagger, Sung Meva, Rangshin Jin, Yang Namsu, Rana Jeji Cham Evan, Namshi Dan and Never and Jur. Deshin to da, ne, vembala, eachi, yoje, mambusan, yobayin, a diego, nami gea, tagan shinki, chabadia, the new yobayin, tungsi lasso, nizitang, gulamiku, kershanshi, lun de power machayang, jimmy never namshi dur. Then a rang lu, to do song ne shandaki, rugunta da dag lu. Jigbe chuchan tadoni, namshin konjum chevron jur, tag luni dini jang, kangi chi, wada jang, chundu nyendro, minjur, tetapun in juo, luni chibu chuan, tenji jibe, sheru, shigi, sosun, jijun, zawachanda, mejig, the other dinema, dimber, zashi, liata, chapaponia, luni chibu chuan, tenji jibe, sheru, shigi, sosun, jijun, zawachanda, jishi, gena chibu jinju shing. Namji Mato Shijuri. Da Mushikone Soso Rawan Yoshani Yaguri study Sungya Tisitun Nasong. Shimi Kamban Majani Lundi Jibu Venedi Nane Shidan Dratsina Shinan Yang and Chebami. Tuna Kurba Sudaka Yangan Neva Cheba Cheme Pe Di Sanji Jedenso Sujan Yawan Yuwa me Teve Shintun Dangave Nase Chikun Digijin Yawan Tamji Shicheba Dani Chibu Never Cha.
So from verse 25 onwards, Shantideva explains the practice of how the thought processes that would enable us, that would assist us in overcoming attachment to our home and actually seeking a physical solitude, which is helpful for cultivating shamatha, kama abiding. And here he talks about the ideal places in solitude, such as empty caves and so on. And then in verse 28, he points out that it is not simply adequate to be in a place of isolation and solitude, but also one needs to have very hardly any material amenities around, because if you have more material possessions, then of course even you may be in solitude, there's still the potential for grasping, clinging and attachment and so on, and distraction eventually. And therefore Shantideva points out, not only must one be in a place of solitude, but also live a very simple life with hardly any material facilities that would attract attachment. Then he goes on to explain from verse 31 that having dealt with the attachment to home, one then needs to deal with attachment to one's...
No, 29. Oh, sorry. 29.
No, from verse 29, he then goes on to explain how to deal with the strong attachment to one's friends and immediate circles, such as family.
No. Wrong body.
No.
One's own body.
Attachment to one's body. And then from verse 31, he explains how to deal with the strong attachment to one's friends and family and so on. And then explains how when one is born alone, and when one dies, one will die alone. And then
33.
And in
lambda dunu shubanam da de nijibe indu zane nga dunam ju kondish tangwa islam na samu kondish kiwa islam na lambda dunu shubanam.
And then from verse 33 he explains what kind of mental attitude or outlook one should adopt while being in such places of solitude. And then explains that in some sense, once you have chosen to live in such solitude and distance yourself from all objects of potential objects of attachment, then in some sense it is as if you have died. You are already dead. So. And then in this manner and adopting such outlook, one should remain alone in solitude in the places of solitude.
Then in verse 38,
Shantideva then explains how to actually deal with attachment and how attachment it lies on the basis of many of the problems. So we read in, for example, in 39, we read, in this and every other world, desire is the fertile parent of all conflict. Here in this world, bonds and wounds and death, and in the next, a hell is all prepared. So the point being made here is that in our quest for acquiring material possessions, we engage in all sorts of negative and destructive activity. And as a result of this, we create in the process enemies and so on, which then creates a lot of problem. Similarly, because in this quest for acquisition and the fulfillment of our desire for material things, we engage in a lot of negative actions, negative karma. Therefore, in future, one has to face the consequences of these negative actions. So in short, desire is really a source of conflict, both within this life and in future as well.
Then desire, sorry, greed, sorry.
Probably greed is a better word here.
Desire, but na shendun tanye gin desire, no, cover. But nam jin tanye gin daba, shendun tanye gin daba. But rani ne dawan daba daba tigluwa.
So, for example, when we say desire, generally there can be positive forms of desire, the desire to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings, the desire to bring about the welfare of other sentient beings. These are a constructive and positive desire. So the kind of desire that Shantideva is talking about in the context here is really more for acquisition. It's a form of a greed.
Chabajaya,
Now from verse 40 onwards, Shantideva is particularly dealing with addressing the problem of attachment in the form of lust. And the significance for this is, firstly, in the attachment, lustful attachment, a general understanding is that all forms of attachment to all five sensory fields are present. Attachment to form, sight, smell, tactile sensations and so on. So within the attachment of lustful attachment, all attachment to all five sensory objects are present. So that's partly one reason why lust is taken as a major object of being addressed here. Secondly, and perhaps more importantly, we need to take into account the context in which Shantideva is giving this teaching. In terms of its origination, the Shantideva's teaching, the Bodhisattva Charavatara, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, was taught by a monk, an ordained member himself, a bhikshu, to an audience or immediate audience of ordained fellow members, monks. And in fact, there is a story of the evolution of Shantideva's teaching on Bodhicharavatara. It is said that generally in that monastic community where Shantideva was a member, he was rather known as a monk with only three concerns, basically eating, sleeping, and relieving. So he was known as someone with only three concerns, and he was seen as kind of a lazy monk. And in Tibetan expression, sometimes we refer to people of those types as Sande, the eating demon. So it seems that there was a very, rather low opinion of Shantideva, and because the other fellow monastic members could not just arbitrarily expel him, they found a way, a solution to this problem. And because as part of the fortnightly practice, the monastic members need to participate in a confession and purification ceremony. And historically or traditionally, if the confession and purification is to take place the next day, the night before, there was a tradition for a whole night teaching to be conducted by a member of the monastery. And of course, these days, that part of the tradition has become really shrunk. And so in the confession ceremonies today, a very short sutra, disciplinary sutra, is read. But it seems, originally, there was a whole night teaching being given by a member, which will then be followed the next day with the actual confession and purification ceremony. So they found a solution. What they did was they told Shantideva that it was his turn today, tonight, to give a teaching, and all the other monks wanted to test and was looking for an excuse to expel him. And this is how Shantideva is supposed to have taught Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. But the point is that we need to take into account the context in which Shantideva is giving the teaching. A monk, a fully ordained monk, speaking to his immediate audience of other fellow members, monastic members. So because of this, if the practitioner is of an opposite gender, then you have to switch the roles, and all the characteristics of women's body and so on that you find in the text has to be applied with relation to a male body, because if it is being practiced by a female practitioner, then the object of lust would be an opposite gender. So and also particularly a monastic member, a female monastic member. I think it is important to appreciate this point, because we also find similar statements in Nagarjuna's Precious Garland as well. Because otherwise, sometimes you might misunderstand the intentions of these authors. And I do remember once an American lady told me that she doesn't like Shantideva. And I said, why? And she said, well, because he disparages women. So if you don't understand the context in which the teachings were given, such misunderstandings may arise.
So Shivala, Lubdu, 동메실이야 이게 예스네 그래서도 선다리 뒤뒤다 신다 신내겠다 컴퓨터에 예래버디 나 공 미심을 쓰디고 그러다 그러셔
and it seems that Shantideva has actually written another text before Shiksha Samuchaya Compendium of Trainings because in Bodhicharya Avatara, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, there is an explicit reference to that text and where he says that you should read again and again my Compendium of Trainings. And when you look at the colophon of Shantideva's Compendium of Trainings, it seems he actually wrote that text as a kind of a notebook for himself where he has compiled together many relevant passages from the various scriptures for his own practice. So when Shantideva finally gave the Bodhicharya Avatara and when the reference to his compendium of trainings were found, the fellow members, the monastics, they couldn't find, nobody seems to know that such a text existed. So Shantideva was approached and asked, where is this text? So he told his fellow monks that I've written it in a Pandita's scholarly style, and the scrolls are hidden in the cracks in the rafters of his residence, the beams and the rafters.
So lebdu nala gyaba sungshabati junju nala duba lebdu nala dudu jimato medabati junju nala gyaba dawa chasanga labju ni jaan chanyan cha ngani luksu jivara la disha ya orisha.
So when you compare these two texts of Shantideva, what is more explicitly addressed and particularly explained in extensive detail in Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life cannot be found in the Compendium of Trainings. And what is... what is explained in great detail in Compendium of Trainings can be found in a much more summarized and succinct form in Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. And what is and what is not presented in great detail in Compendium of Trainings is explained in greater detail in Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. So a combination of these two, a study in conjunction of these two together is very beneficial. And of course, such a tradition existed in the past. I was told that among the Indian classics, Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Bodhicharya Avatara, and Dharmakirti's Pramanavatika, Exposition of Valid Cognition, and the analytic corpus of Nagarjuna's texts. These apparently, I was told that the quality of Sanskrit, literary quality of Sanskrit of these texts are of a very high standard.
Education. The learning center Shivjimra.
So what this suggests is that the Nalanda monastery was not just a place of worship or practice, but it was also a highly advanced education center, a great center of learning.
Challenge 제네 가다 무디버즈 나 멋이면 되시거든 가다 로빈 딕나 오늘 담아겠디 아다 남베 참아봐 대수 중니 지용 게 다가난 게 세면 남샤 시부지 야테 치요 스스로
also it seems that if you look at the history of these monastic institutions in India, we see that particularly in the field of philosophy and philosophical analysis with relation to epistemology and logic and so on, there seems to have been a very fertile exchange between the Buddhists and the non-Buddhists, both in the field of philosophy, logic, and epistemology. And as a result of which, for example, a certain Buddhist master would formulate certain philosophical ideas, which will then be subject to criticism by non-Buddhist colleagues, and then which will then be in turn refuted by subsequent Buddhist masters and so on. So in this process of interchange, there seems to have a tremendous development, because there was a challenge, a constant challenge, and this challenge seems to have really given rise to a fertile exchange and development. In fact, I was told by one Indian scholar that if you look at the contributions of the Buddhist masters, such as Dignag and Dharmakirti, in the field of logic and epistemology, not only were they great contribution to Buddhist tradition, but in fact their contribution can be seen as a great contribution to the overall philosophical insight and philosophical understanding of India as a whole. Particularly in the field of epistemology.
Dibun nam sam chamin la kangge tong du manzeb jibun la ya da shu xin za ya sab de chen ju de kang lo yong su qu ben na chao du gan ju de zai ni ding ru ni xian min na ran wan tan ne da min la da ge gan da jibal ta me sham de tong gu da jibal la ene ji sha de ju ba de ji de zhe ba da dum sha ji 그 차고 제세 류디 파 야오 심주 제베이나 류제 르징은 삼다나 차고 제스 매드비지 다들도 와 긴르니 셴메나 라완타네 제디 이동 때미 라완베 이동 야마레 스타고 넘버 토베 딱섬식다 이동 차마도 매드비지 다디아는 민좀 다좀 디게지고 말자 딱고 간다 지 변한다지 미샴데 소는지 가사 지지 장소 차고 신도 준 소원의 신이 간단히 미상의 풍부직을 지 이동 다 대배 나버터고 왕래 이동 차대배 지금 마도 걸어 간다 미상의 전주집에 시리스 라완다네 아니 다도 송는 거 민 송샤 라완다네 다음에라 럽둔 대진 영신네 지신양의 대민족 강시당분배대대 벤 충무다 볼이야 신기 미기 따나야 근시 용수 송주와 디시 테니 대사나 선의 전주 지미소 샤이 풍군 디톤의 자교 당시에 사제나 신기 살을 매도기 창원전대 견주주 루군이도 통내니 민규양 대교 땅나 로랑 신도 가해장 껴버려주는 지민지 강로 여장 니차고 대마 여원의 지민주 탈라 거버 맨는이 다 풍부들 쓰바다 로이 풍부리야 자제 지송거다. 다 류코로로 처기에는 드디어 차고 하지. 그러다. 저 신지 당로 요장 디차고 대마 요는 진민들. 달로 거버면은니 요원은 지시규. 세니 지구 니레니 에 상다 커주 종조나 달래 상라 미거신 커줄라 주 지실가. 신별적는 잠바이 念了高而미시버 증언 잡고 뭐인시 된된 미상 와라
dēndēng nyambu mōngba nam shīngbē zhēng nā jāmbā lā nyabu chāwar mīnī shī tēlā chōwa tātū chē kēdī mēzāng chā mē nā rūsīb gyūbē dēwā lā shā yin dām jī shē shē chē shēng jū jī chī bāng tū kū kū nī mēzāng māng yu bā tīnī lā kū dēn jū jīng chāpa bū rā nī yu mēzāng wē lū jī gītā sūng dē yā rē dē tā lā mēzāng wē kia bā shāndā lā mēzāng kām bēn dē bār chē Tāni, yāng, tāni shānti lākāshī rīgzāng tāwārn tāna kō. Sīmī bāyī rīngshīn jī shānti kio kū jī mīndu. Dēbē sāngā yīmbātī tā lūgī, jīgī tā shānti jāmbātā, jīgī nyāmbālā sōgā jī tīndēgī, shānti chāngas lāba yīnā, shānti lā, shānti jāngjāng lī, lū jāngjāng lī yā, kōrā, kā Sīmī bāyī rīngshīn jī shāni kio gu jī mīndu. Yāng dēbē sāngā yīmbā tē rēdā tāwā mīndu lās. Yāng pārū bē jī zē sīm, jī bē sīm chāngā rūgō, bē zē bē sāmbā yūdē bē. Sāmbā tē lā nī rēgwā rēyā, rēyā yōmār, tāyā yōmār lās. Dēbē sāngā yīmbā tē rēdā tāwā mīndu lā. Kāngshī nū jī shēbā mīndu. Tēmī kio jī jī shī chā. Mīzāng rīngshīn shēn jī lū mīdō ngōsā mī shī, rīngī mīzāng nī yīmbā tōgō mīngyō ngōsā chī.
So from verse 40 onwards, the detailed thought processes of dealing with lustful attachment is explained in relation to addressing one's lust towards the physical body of one's partner, particularly in this context, one's a woman. And Shantideva explains later on that, in fact, in reality, what you have, the object of your lustful attachment, is nothing but a skeleton that has been joined together with various kind of internal organs, and then covered with a smooth skin across its surface. So Shantideva goes on to explain, and he analyzes the various elements of an possible object of the lustful attachment. Is it the body? If it is so, then how is it that we are not attached towards a corpse, but a living a being? And if it is the body, if it is not the body, then is it just the flesh? And then he analyzes further. And then if it is in the affection, if it is the love, that the if it is the mind of that individual, the heart of that individual, then Shantideva goes on to explain that in fact it is a visible, invisible phenomenon. How can you in fact even have a contact with it? So therefore it cannot be the object of your lust. So he analyzes in various manners and stages how in actual fact the object of your lust is first of all full of imperfections and impurity, and secondly, there is a tremendous element of mental projection, and also points out that this activity where the person who is lustful, who is himself an aggregation of many impure substances, is caught in this act where the person feels attached and drawn towards another similarly impure aggregation of substances. So in this manner, Shantideva goes through various stages and analyzes each and every possible dimensions of that lust and explains how one can deal with it. So with that, for example, in in verse 45, he explains that how we feel a lustful is so possessive towards his or her partner to the point that sometimes even an uninvited glance of another person sort of creates a sense of possessiveness. However, that same object, and one day may be left at the mercy of animals, and so on. So similarly, in verse 48, he explains how you know, we do not feel attached towards the skeleton. So it seems that the skeleton needs to be covered by a skin. So it is towards a skeleton that is covered by skin we seem to feel lustful towards. And in verse 53, he explains, we read that... the reason is you are full of impure substances yourself and wallow in it constantly. And it is indeed just impure substances that you desire and therefore long for others a sack of impurity. So in this manner, Shantideva analyzes each and every possible aspect of one's lustful attachment, and then demonstrates how, in some sense, it is an irrational act.
So, surely, Junju Nalia, Kada Tusum Nyabutayaji, Chirado Sunshachi, the Sherang Nyabutayadi, Savelu Kalia, Sundujasun, Timu Nyabutayadi, Shiru Livinal Sun, Da, Dashang Nyabutayadi, the Samding Lu, Ada.
So what we find in Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life is an extensive explanation of the specific antidotes against the three poisons of the mind. The specific antidotes for the poison of anger and hatred is explained in the chapter on forbearance, which is the sixth chapter, chapter on patience, where he explains in great detail how to apply antidotes against anger and hatred. In the chapter 9, the chapter on wisdom, he explains in great detail how to apply the antidote against ignorance and delusion. And in this chapter, chapter 8, as part of his discussion on how to still your mind from potential distractions to external objects, within that context of the practice of isolating one's mind from distractions, Shantideva explains in great detail the application of antidote against attachment.
Jadanga, Dajada, Shedan, Dinzin, DJ Unisane, Ko Migu Chirabochi, Sutubuchi, the Shembetane, any Ko the Chapatea, Dawantea, Dinduzia, Dionigua. But Ningzi Sabaina, Mother Wolosudua. 지상 유지라고 지강을 개매베체 그러나 타협의 심지에 강을 삼당이 다 랑도 랑도와 김지도 체리 동해 타다 차나 삼배 로직이 하시도와 다 물론 되게 유지라고 직숭체 디강 패지 삼등 매부수시래 다 시장기야 패지 감성구 심지를 믿는 시장기야 다 여보는 이놈 맞아 지금 패지 가오면 로 저 그 시장기도 사네 디 제마 소신 지 고도가 미국에 랑섬으로 찍다 구도와 다가는 차고지야 뒤에 차고지에 그들로 그 차고지에서 디스하지 그 구도와 자 뒤에 이 인도 빼나 시단계 인도 미콜스럽도 그 룰 시단 시단계요 그 시점 시단계요 그 시단계였으나 시단도 다 가장 좋으세요 다가는 지금 차고지에 인도 자네 유탈 유이동 탈해야 대 즉 랑섬으로 찍지
In fact, if you examine your own experience and you can observe that there is a phenomenological difference between the way you experience when you experience emotions, afflictive emotions like anger, attachment, and delusions on the one hand, and genuine compassion on the other. It seems that when you have, say, for example, anger or hatred or strong attachment, in these instances, there seems to be an exaggerated view of the object of your emotion, whether it is anger or attachment. So there's this exaggeration involved. And similarly, these emotions, negative emotions like anger and attachment, seems to require a solidification of the object, some kind of concrete, tangible object. So for example, when you feel angry, you are angry towards this person, he or that guy. So you need some kind of real concrete handle to latch on. Similarly, when you feel strong attachment towards someone, there is a very specificity to that object of your attachment. I don't know whether one could talk about an individual, unless he or she is completely mad, about being angry towards the entire samsaric world of three realms. That doesn't seem to make sense. Whereas when you have the contrary emotions, like genuine compassion, that seems to be more generalized. The compassion, the arising of compassion, doesn't seem to require a specific concrete object, whereas the arising of these negative emotions seems to require something solid as your target. Because of this, when you analyze them in the manner in which Shantideva does, for example, when you feel deeply hateful towards an individual, and if you analyze that by saying, now what exactly is the object of my anger here? Is it the person? Is it the act? Is it what he does? Or is it his mind? Then this very act of analyzing or dissecting that emotion seems to have the effect to kind of, dissipate the emotion. Similarly, when you analyze a strong attachment towards an individual, towards someone, if you analyze in the way in Shantideva does, is it the shape of the person that you are attached to, lustful, or is it the appearance, physical appearance, so on, then this very act of, seems to have an immediate effect of distancing, kind of putting in question to the intensity of that emotion. And this is why these kind of practices are explained.
아니 고반 알말레 저주자네 나고 미르미르 미지네 생질 주도 아직 제 달 류코레 가서 우리 랭겐 놓고 아니 류그 탕 가서 우리 류그 나는 서동지디 바이 탕니로 바 체체 탕마 탕맨 날라 게 니모 니맨 날라 게체 아니 류그 레가로 약시 제베골이나 아니 샤와도 지워디 코라 따다 하시면 되겠지 다 Lug lagar the Yara Majushi, any shama the Jihadi, do you my imbali Yoyada? I call it go to Lata, go to Gamta, Kaka de Duak. That the Lug Tungoruko, any Yara Majunda. So Lug for Yau, Tungo, Nagar of the Korachi, but Sarah or Jumina, any Kora the Tata. Check the way. So did Lug Kore? Kore Langer did it. Maria. Dan number shiver tane, in that sometime, which you are with the little curtain to chatter, chatter, such an indizane, Mizan lechung, Mizan shing lechung, endeavor, Mizan is having with dear dang, eh? Only Mizan cobalt to drink in. Don a Mizan is soon as she is, that is some we are. The do some dana, cocanda, chatamjani, you don't ton dang eggy, lotella, desertary, she was paying.
So Shantideva then goes on to explain analyze further the actual origin and the nature and the functions of the human body, and explains how in terms of its causes the body has arisen from impure substances, which is the coming together of the regenerative fluids. So that is the original cause of the human body. And in terms of its function, the body is in a sense kind of a machine which enables the survival of the person by means of digesting the nourishment, the food and so on, and by discriminating between the refined part of it which is required for the energy and then the unrefined part which are then relieved. So when the body functions or go very normally, then the functions for relieving also operates very smoothly, and that's when the body is functioning at its best. And sometimes we all know when the body functions, the engine doesn't work well, then sometimes you have all sorts of problems. The unrefined bits that are expelled sometimes either becomes too watery or too dry, and this is when the body is not functioning properly. So in itself, body is this organic mechanism that really allows the survival by means of this mechanism of allowing the digestion, taking in food and nourishment, and digesting the refined part and relieving the unrefined parts. So of course we all feel a kind of repulsive towards things that are dirty and so on, but in actual fact, and these what we consider to be filth and dirty really is produced within our body. It's not it just doesn't come from outside. It is something that is produced within our body and by our body. So, in of course, when you relate to that body a human consciousness, embodied consciousness, then of course one can talk about the various qualities of the individual being and so on and so forth. But in body in itself, really is nothing but this biological mechanism that provides this, that performs this function. So this kind of analysis, it can be very effective, especially towards those individuals who may be really caught in a very extreme, single-pointed, lustful state of mind. Then this kind of analysis can really have a dampening effect to reducing that kind of strong, intense, sort of one-pointed, lustful attachment.
Any jutelia, tether samnas, chicken deja, chapa mebata, meber jugumari de, in a marble to shoot soon to Sundo.
So, in fact, Nagarjuna explains, after having dealt with the question of how to deal with strong lustful attachment, in conclusion, Nagarjuna states that, if an individual engages in this kind of meditation and thought processes, of course, the individual may not totally remove and get rid of any form of lust or attachment, but at least it will assist the individual to reduce the intensity that can lead to otherwise destructive consequences.
Oh yeah, that is the kadimizan dinra musum juja thasom na tudu da do phoe lu mizan shan ya ta war ki khang le pa be kha che na ji bo chen bo tien ju war she ja chi de ti ni la chi xin ga wa jia wan ju lu le ge be chi ten ya zan den suan yin xian mo yin xian ji chi de xian da le ji xin de cha wa che ge de ren xin chen ga ni le ma cha ling min nam jidian tuanmin seba da jidi tala jishin gui yuan di jishin zanday na lulian dini jishin zhung shenji tiyi shen da la jiyi shen da cha war che kedi jasin rinwa tang soja tijin damji tiyi kuebe luji rinxin ni jibun jigwa niyi na rana nuebe chanshin du tenbe jiji jidro che da la mongbe beba yi nuebe sandi gundu chu rigun bashi toni ni turi duni yin zhung na yuewe rigun kui chewe Tongi to do lakan. Caddy Mizan Jubatan, Zimibani, Minido, Tedundrube, Shatanda, Nella Sova, Nevadu, Chiba Norbe, Minube, Talapum, Digishi. Nasso by Cedoni, Ganon Debe, Gishisha, Dendangaba, Kazini, Nidin Lady Yondo, the Kimdo on the Chevalu, Rodanda, Yawaj, Kazi Chedri, Numonta, Zingdusome, Dunge, Pumin Dishi, Pumin, Kugur Legion, Tongmin, Jur. Dala pendu nam mung be, kangdin yidu zong bayang, tema tabar teme be, shenji legi lungi de, lala rangi lu, chukwa daja pujung, shingrung gomba pabam jung, debe lu be, lemba da, chundu, chongwa chongwa shi, sende lala lu jang je, kajin se shin zelo zu, kajin dung du dagi nu, kajin sekwa daja nang shen, wadan dibadu, wadan kasa di, chikbin de chagi, nimi sung wari, stoma sakwa, Pato Sunga, Tama Lak Doyagi, Dindegita, Sendegi, Dungi, Noni Pungu Taya Shiver Chas, Nola Chakwe Yamber Jubano, Sibir Dungele to Gummin To, Dendan of the Telos, Nimi Manglo, Nochun, the Shindan Dembe Chudag, Zani Kanga Servicing, Chugiduna, Migabin, Nusun Kanye, Tedun to Tanjo Pusum Yagandi, Legend Nawa, Namki Chump. Debang ever, Jigushin, Nella Sopo, Dunjeva, Chambuminji, Tugun to Tubit, Section Kayan, but Tay Chevet, Chasm, just take the Sanjay Nin Duna, Dende Changu, Jeva, Dunnature, Changu, me, Nelso, Dunnan, some channel, Dabanam, Tandani, to the Meta Yansa, the Tanam Gijan, Permi Pur, Tedan, Dirla, Josetti, Rambalan, the Kawaki, Certain Yumu Gidon, Shiva Najan Anna to Gandan Tower, Sandy Gizzi, Yambato, Kansa Yamba, Dami Shiva, Nolu Yabai, Shanla Pendon Simpson, Chapel Che, Kandon Shimbu Puta to Kandu Chisi, Dernish, Yonzin, Sue Dunga, Bank, Deba Meba, Payan, Ranji, Chamela, Kandayan, Demela, Chalkshi, Deju Kayan, Ombudan, Tenyaka, Telosova, Nabai, Vembeyan, the Samcheni, Namdo Yawa, she was the Changu Semi, Gomba, Cha, Sene.
Ada digini, kasure. Ah, sim, namdog in Dunzile, winter chair, that disowing body. Go shinidrubi, you saw a chatty yore, Kanapi, Taxen Yamju Komiagi, but sim Yombo Triale, did Kukiore, what a dini, chickduce my song body.
So Shantideva then goes on to explain further. The some other aspects of the thought processes, meditation, which could again help deal with one's intensity of lustful attachment. And then from verse 79, having then dealt with the question of the lustful attachment, he then addresses the question of attachment towards material possessions and how again pursuit of material possessions out of strong attachment leads to all sorts of complications and problems, and the futility of such a pursuit. And then from verse 85, he explains, thus having developed a sense of revulsion towards the pursuit of sensual desires, one should develop a sense of joy towards solitude and seek the tranquility of a peaceful wilderness which is free of potential distractions and so on. And then, so this concludes at verse 89, where we read, reflecting in such ways as these upon the excellence of solitude, pacify completely all discursiveness and cultivate the mind of bodhicitta. So with up to this, what Shantideva has done in this chapter is to really explain the various practices and methods to deal with distractions that can lead to afflictive emotions. And these distractions are obstacles not only to attainment of calm abiding, a single pointedness of mind, but also these distractions, which are grounded upon fluctuating emotions towards other sentient beings, also are obstacles to the attainment or cultivation of bodhicitta, particularly by means of equalizing and exchanging self and others. So the practices that deal with overcoming lustful attachment and attachment to material possessions and so on are not just a question of cultivating a kind of an isolated peaceful state of mind, but also preparing the ground for eventual cultivation of bodhicitta, where one will be able to then relate to all other sentient beings in an equal and non-differentiated manner.
No, yeah. That's the name of Lojong Rang's story. We are the Lojong Mishitamarda.
So from verse 90 onwards, then the actual practice of mind training begins. So from the verse 90 onwards, the actual practice of mind training begins, and the first two stanzas explain the practice of equalizing self and others. And here the key point being made is that insofar as the desire to seek happiness and overcome suffering is concerned, oneself and others are fundamentally equal. So here we read, strive at first to meditate upon the sameness of yourself and others. In joy and sorrow, all are equal. Thus be guardian of all as of yourself. And so Shantideva then gives an analogy here. He says that just as the various parts of the body, the arms, the legs, and so on, are all, although they may be different, separate parts of the body, but because they are all part of the one and the same body, Therefore, each of these needs to be protected. So we read, the hand and other limbs are many and distinct, but all are one, one body to be kept and guarded. Likewise, different beings in their joys and sorrows are like me, all one in wanting happiness. So with relation to training one's mind and cultivating the awakening mind, the bodhicitta, they evolved based upon scriptures, the sutras. They evolved two main traditions or methods of training the mind. One is the 7-point cause and effect method, which is also based upon certain scriptures, and the other one is the method of exchanging and equalizing self and others, equalizing and exchanging self and others. And this too has its sources in the sutras. But in terms of the commentarial treatises, Nagarjuna's Precious Garland is one of the fundamental texts, original text for the practice of this particular approach of cultivating bodhicitta. And there is also a Nagarjuna, a text that is attributed to Nagarjuna, referred to as Bodhicitta Vivarana, a commentary to the commentary to the awakening mind. Although some scholars question the attribution of this text to Nagarjuna on the grounds that if this is truly Nagarjuna's work, then it should have been cited by many of the great commentators such as Chandrakirti and Bhava Viveka and so on, but and this particular text by attributed to Nagarjuna has not been cited. Therefore, some people question the attribution of this text to Nagarjuna. However, Tsongkhapa accepts the validity of this attribution and takes this and other Tibetan masters as well. So in this text, a commentary to the awakening mind, there are also explicit references to the practice of equalizing and exchanging self and others. And particularly in Ratnavali, the Precious Garland, there are passages very clear. For example, there's a couple of sentences, stanzas, which then culminate in the well-known lines, may the negative karma of all beings ripen upon me. All the essential elements of the seven-point cause and effect method are present, not vice versa. So in the approach of the seven-point cause and effect method, the key elements of the exchanging and equalizing is not present. So what we see here is that these are in fact two different methods for cultivating a crucial element of the practice of awakening mind, and in actual fact, the practice of compassion. Because when we define compassion, compassion is a state of mind that aspires, that wishes the other sentient beings to be free of suffering. So here, within the compassion, there are two key elements. One is the wish that other sentient beings be free from suffering. So this the two key elements are this feeling of empathy towards other sentient beings, to the point that one cherishes the well-being of others. So there is a strong sense of connectedness and a sense of closeness to other sentient beings, and that's the one element. The second element is some degree of understanding of the suffering free of. So with respect to having an understanding of suffering, we spoke about how this can be cultivated, particularly by reflecting upon the teachings of the Four Noble Truths and especially the teachings on the suffering. And the other element, important element, is this sense of intimate, sense of closeness, and which culminates in the feeling of cherishing of others' well-being. And so one can see that the seven-point cause and effect method and the method of equalizing and exchanging self and others are in actual fact two different methods of cultivating this sense of intimacy and sense of closeness towards other sentient beings. So therefore, the sense of closeness and the thought of cherishing other sentient beings that arises from the practice of equalizing and exchanging self and others is more powerful and then compared to the seven-point approach. And this feeling of sense of connectedness and empathy and strong sense of empathy and closeness, when conjoined with understandings of others, then give rise to compassion, true compassion. And compassion then leads to a sense of responsibility towards other sentient beings, which is referred to as the extraordinary attitude. And this extraordinary attitude, sense of responsibility, will then eventually lead to the realization of bodhicitta, the awakening mind, aspiration to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings.
Tade, Tashanyamba. Tene, Ranjinzingi Yanda, Shenjinzingi Yanda Samba. Tala Tene, Tashin Java, Tashiwa.
So in this text, Shantideva's text, we begin with equalizing of self and others, recognition of the fundamental equality of self and others. This is then followed by a deep reflection upon the disadvantages or demerits of self-cherishment, and then reflecting deeply upon the advantages and merits of benefits, probably is better word, advantages and benefits of cherishing the welfare of other sentient beings, which is then followed by the actual practice of the exchange of self and others.
Mianga jude dume kable ya thoma tangyong gom shewa re. Tangyong gom ya di nyingi chola chakwa, dayi chola tangwa, dipa sayani, niga loli ya rangi ngone chakta chori meba shaya nyomba diima re.
So again, another contrast between the two approaches is that in the 7-point cause and effect method, in fact the whole process begins with cultivation of equanimity, a sense of equanimity towards all beings. And there the key point of cultivating equanimity is to help level out our fluctuating emotions towards other sentient beings based upon distinctions of closeness and distance. So by leveling that kind of fluctuating emotions, we create a kind of an equality of attitude towards all sentient beings. Whereas the equality or equanimity that is described in the practice of Shantideva's text is a different kind. Here, when we speak about equalizing self and others, the equanimity towards others, equanimity is cultivated on the recognition of a deep recognition of the fundamental equality of self and others, insofar as our basic disposition to seek happiness and seek to overcome suffering is concerned. So this equanimity and described here in this Shantideva's text is different from the equanimity that is being cultivated in the context of the 7-point method. Here, equanimity is to cultivate this fundamental recognition of equality, and based upon that, then extending a sense of caring and concern towards all beings.
No, that day, soon, young, good to call you. Good to call you, the cat a dog to me, shanty lula minerva, tadang, teta to me, the tadoship machine. Tishin shanty to me, the talent bubble minu young, tadang, teta to me, the tadoship server.
So
ane nge ini shenji dunga sekwa minduwa asana ta di lo yundu di maris so su ngane samu yao shitamba yina rangi dewa di shenda dede yore shenda mandewa rangi jibu ta dewa bana chayagi cindi pinzo ki digi shashane shenla tenne yongwa yare cichime digi shashana ya shenla tenne yongwa yare bana
So then Shantideva goes on to explain from verse 93 how there is this fundamental equality between self and others with relation to experience of suffering and happiness. He says that and shows the futility of our normal approach. He argues that if others...
First, 94. Shen yu dung di sai guri, karaslam na, dung hai rabas. Shen la pente du guri, karaslam na, ngana du dao de bichi guri bas. Da di shen gi, 94, 95, 96, ngana di shi.
So Shantideva argues that we must work towards the relieving of others' suffering, because just as my own suffering, others' suffering is also suffering. By the simple virtue of the fact, by virtue of the fact that it is a suffering, we must strive to relieve them. Similarly, we must help bring about others' happiness, because we seek our own happiness. And then he explains the rationale, which is that just as I myself desire happiness, so too others equally desire happiness. Just as I myself wish to avoid suffering, so too others wish to avoid suffering.
That dine yachin. Dishu de tadi kare 92.
And then here we go back to 92 and raise an objection. So one could say, yes, we may be equal in our desire to avoid suffering and wish for happiness, but why should I help relieve others' suffering? Because others' suffering does not harm me. So here Shantideva responds by, and why should I seek to help others attain happiness? Because others' happiness does not relate to me. So here Shantideva responds by pointing out that in fact, our own well-being is very intimately connected with the well-being of other sentient beings. The idea, even our temporary satisfaction and temporary fulfillment of our needs, of worldly needs such as material comfort and sustenance and so on, even in all of these areas, others' role is inescapable. Similarly...
Sawa, se, ku, neme, yoje, zashi, dam.
So if we look carefully, you know, with all the things that we desire and need in our, you know, life within this cyclic existence, such as food for nourishment, clothes to protect us, shelter to stay, and material possessions, the amenities, the facilities, and friends, and fame, all of these are intimately connected with others. So our daily, everyday sustenance and survival is contingent upon others, dependent upon others. So all the excellences, worldly excellences of this lifetime have come about on the basis of others.
So chirim ki tanda di shen la naba shidan chaba le dogba shimbari, domba shimbari. So dine ima yinu zane, nabe yu tala tene, da naba kye se yu jita tene, da tala naba kye tubya shigi wane, naba domba tala, eni chirim sigi mado, naya zawane meba chile, naya tubya meba chile ya, naba dungi islam na chirim kye shikimi dowa. So dine yinu zane, member, Namtawe, Josem Jenner, Dene, Chirum Narin Gudua. Did Holongan do Dela, Serua, Susan, and a long jichawa, Benachik has a boy of Susan. Ted Hamjalo, Simjan Shaler, Shinji Saw, Gavia, Ada, Jidagan Shaler Yata, Soju Saw, never Messia. Dagan Shingi. Shangi Pigeta, Nayo Chair. Ta Shanga Sadunjia. Shanga Nyambatoya. Cut the Tindigi, Cut a champagne, Kazi Shasha, a teen, debuti, Serio, Longisho, Name, Susan, Koryo Song, Tamjalo, Tilden. So the name is an eh, Chima, Mundu Ludens on top of the chosen jinky. Mundu Luding a taller, Nami and the Jag. And then Tobia dear, chosen jing tea, common at one. That dinner, Tarotoya. Tabadrubala, Lobosumin, Yamington, Tabadrubala. Lobosuminane, Lobashani, she's a sourdough with it, Sidum Labati. Sidum Labati, and then Shamatawan, Shannon, she's a dog with Dane, Yonga in Bendisane, chosen the dream. That dinner, Tamjim Gobantoya. Tamjim Gobantoya, Tamjim Goban, Tobia, you do. Men and Jew and Dodd would be cheap with the Kalaslam, each of them. So the Nisha was at the Yamtaka, Saint General, meaning Nisha, Tigi Mado, Tashi, Saint General, Sanjay, meaning Nisha, Yamdua. Chosen by meaning Nisha, Dodd, and the whole Nisha, which you give to her. And Yamtaka, Saint General, Gwen, Unim, Terapon, the way you know you get a Saint General, Nisha, and Nisha, Gilwa. Saturday in the Sunday, Namjin took it to Tadu. Tabe Shinji, Changu Sims Daddy, that is our Nishimus Daddy. Yam Tabe Shinji, Tada, the meaning, young by the children. Saturday in the Sunday, did the Nishim with it, Tonga Possum to catch her in Sandy, daughter, woman, you can put a food on. Saturday in the Sunday, the little something than it, Rana, Nagel, Tudu, the Tusuns over. Come, devil, Randungi, Tabana, Nagel Tudu, the Tusuns over. That's because Choose the Dan Lamden for a child doing the Yishinina, Luding Yishidella, Ran a Pendulum Mendua. And a Gordon Little Shai, Bugumindo, Carson Ran a Pensive Yamari, and Lamden Yakil Shiwa Mindo, Lamden Ran Pensive Kimdua. Ready in a round of Pengy artists. Pengy Yenza, Gordon Lea, the Sasha Zigil. Separate children. That did he mean the Sane, Parable of Gulu Manaya, Ran a Pendulum, the Sasha Zigil. That did he mean the Sane. Chosem Jenki, Ralaya, hand of a lo yene, mene, Rangi, se, did a chima, negle, tadu, mundu, nele, dodo, kang, jubalaya, chosem jen, dene, yonga, ibizane, chosem the Christian, tundu. So chosem jen, the payuk shache, and then Narangi, the yi to yaji, tag the yi to yaji, the pug, the yi to yaji, kagemdo, midwa, negle, tadu, tamjala. Shen, Connor, then a young guy, Chayon, in the new one. Ah, dear, and the Kajit 다게 동네 이 생기 룰에 메뉴가 대당 대다 동네 다도 심비면서 뒤주고대 뒤시 생기 동네 다는 뭐가 민주야 대당 대다 동네 다도 심비서 바가스 진들로 지금 다 사무소 거의 뭐 있나 아니 생기 동네 통용도 장로 동네 주변에 지금 미술로 와서 지금 되기도 와 봐. 자, 지금 인도산에 다 어디 지송아 돼. 세상에 태가 나이 동네기 시간은 누구 말해? 말해 돼 이네 사무양호 스타바이나 랑게 지금다 최고 장송기 대전 사무로 강을 댄세 유대나 잠시비 주나 소송 미술로 깨고로 깨야도 와. 제 대화 중에서 사무 로로 깨야지 용도 와. 사무지 내입에 인도 다와 태가 랑게 디두기 생기 디두기 야 패는 용구야 말해 돼 사무양호 스타바이나 랑게 대배 디기 참으로 시하는 데는 있습니다. 랑게 민두비 동네 망세들이 시하는 나밭제배 되고 있어요. 사실이 인두 다들 주자. 디기다 디기 닥신 냠방 제 삼다 그래서.
So if we continue to think really reflect deeply, we will come to recognize that it's not just our immediate requirements that are dependent upon other sentient beings, but even from the point of view of practitioner, attainment of a higher rebirth is also intimately dependent upon other sentient beings, because the key condition or cause for the attainment of higher rebirth is the practice of ethical discipline, morality particularly of avoidance from the 10 negative actions. So how do we define an ethical action in the Buddhist context? Ethical action is defined in terms of a deliberate restrain from acts that are harmful towards other sentient beings, and not just act but immediately directly harmful but also potentially harmful as well. So one ethical action or morality relates to individuals who deliberately adopt a certain way of life where one restrains from engaging in acts that are harmful or potentially harmful to other sentient beings. So here we can see that even the practice of ethical discipline is intimately connected with our interaction with other sentient beings. And therefore, the attainment of higher rebirth is intimately linked with others. And similarly, when you attain a higher rebirth, many of the positive qualities that aspire for, such as material resources, abundant resources, longevity, and also good health, and many of these the qualities that we aspire for, each of these are again directly related with other sentient beings. For example, longevity is related with one having accumulated the positive action of saving others' lives in the previous life, and also, for example, having served the sick, having nursed the sick, and providing comforting words to the bereaved, those who are in mental pain. And all of these actions are what contribute to a kind of a more successful and more more fortunate human existence. So if we analyze each and every of these qualities that we aspire for, they are all directly related to contribution of other sentient beings. And similarly, it is the case with attainment of liberation. The key path to the attainment of liberation is the practice of the three higher trainings. So, and within the three higher trainings in morality is really the root, the foundation, and upon which then the other two higher trainings, the concentration and wisdom, will arise. So again, as explained before, the heart of the practice of morality is adopting a particular way of being that relates to others in a more appropriate and healthy manner. So again here, the attainment of liberation is directly related with other sentient beings. Similarly, in the case of attainment of the omniscient mind of the Buddhahood, state of Buddhahood. Here again, the key, one key practice of the attainment of Buddhahood is compassion. The compassion that is a truly remarkable state of mind, the great compassion, that is truly remarkable state of mind, which cherishes the well-being of other sentient beings more so than one's own, and which, for example, Chantakriti describes as being important at the beginning of the path, and then, you know, while on the path, and during the resultant state of the path as well. And so this compassion, great compassion, and the awakening mind, bodhicitta, that it leads to, both of these can only be cultivated in relation to other sentient beings. Then the question may be, yes, all of these attainments may be related to other sentient beings, but on the part of the other sentient beings, you know, they have no intention to help us. They have no intention of being beneficial towards us. But here, as Shantideva points out in the chapter on forbearance, patience, that it's, you know, so long as it is beneficial towards oneself, one should cherish them. It's not a question of what is the attitude, the intention on the part of that object. For example, I take good care of my watch, and I like it, and I make sure that it's not broken, and I treat it well. Not because the watch on its part has any particular feeling towards me. It has no feeling. But I, you know, for example, when I put it carefully in my pocket, the watch, so far as the watch is concerned, there is no feeling. But regardless of the whatever may be the attitude or the feeling on the part of that object, you know, because it is something that is beneficial to me, I cherish that and protect it. In the same manner, regardless of whatever may be the attitude on the part of the sentient beings, as Shantideva points out, since they are indispensable for the fulfillment of all of our aspirations, whether it is mundane or supramundane, we need to recognize that and respect and revere other sentient beings for their role and indispensability for the fulfillment of our aspirations. Therefore, and also Shantideva points out that if in order to cherish something or someone, there needs to be an intention on the part, on that part, to be beneficial to us, then this means that as we Buddhists cannot cherish the ideal of cessation, nirvana, and the true paths, because cessation is a state of attainment, but there is no intention on the part of the cessation. It's a state that one aspires to. So Shantideva points out that it is not, it's not the attitude and the intention of the other side that matters, but it's more whether or not it is beneficial towards oneself that should matter, how we relate to others and sentient beings. So in this manner, Shantideva then explains how, if you deeply reflect upon this, how each and every aspect of our well-being and the fulfillment of each and every wishes that we have, whether mundane, supramundane, and so on, or pertaining to the next life or attainment of liberation, all of these cannot materialize without dependence upon other sentient beings. So if you reflect deeply upon this, you will then come to recognize that any harm that is done upon other sentient beings, any pain that other sentient beings experience, will be, you know, you will feel unbearable, because you know, this is a pain that is being experienced by beings who are indispensable for your own well-being. So in this way, one will be able to relate to the other's pain in a more empathetic manner. So we read, my pain. So Shantideva,
rangi dungi ki shen thai ni gu ma de des ine shen da do sun ni za shen za shi bu song ni za ne mi shi bu des.
So we read, for example, in verse 92, my pain does not in fact afflict or cause discomfort to another's body. Through clinging to my eye, this suffering is mine, and being mine is very hard to bear. And other beings' pain I do not feel, and yet, because I take them for my own, their sufferings is likewise hard to bear.
Chamun Aliya, Nandur Lamni, Dodgy, Turi Lamni, 我们的人呢，到底处理哪样的人比较好？各些每个人专业的，像就上了恰恰了，甚至说那样的，像就生，呃，对就认识全部，强吧，拉萨吧，第一这个到太原绝对没法办，就呢，他那个几个朋友也得参谋了，做什么样的人多？
所以 to summarize, the sentiments as expressed by Maitreya, in the prayer aspiration to Maitreya, where we read that that which averts that which averts the path to the unfortunate rebirths. That which shows the path to the higher rebirth, that which leads us to the state of, free of aging and death, to the bodhicitta, to this awakening mind, I shall pay homage to. So in short, and this truly altruistic mind, the awakening mind that we all cherish and regard, revere so much, and this precious mind can only be possible by dependence upon other sentient beings. Therefore, if this awakening mind is precious, then other sentient beings upon which it, the arising of this mind depends so much, should also be seen as precious. So what Shantideva says in the latter part is very true, that the Buddhahood that we all aspire so much is actually attained both independence upon the Buddha and also independence upon the sentient beings. So in some sense the contribution is half and half, but we revere the Buddhas so much, but we do not treat the sentient beings in a similar manner. So what Shantideva says is very true. So in actual fact, in so far as their contribution to our attainment of Buddhahood is concerned, so their kindness to us or our indebtedness is concerned, and both Buddhas and the sentient beings are equal. But the difference is that when we speak of sentient beings, we are talking about beings who are caught in the cycle of suffering, beings who are devoid of a refuge, devoid of an ally, devoid of support. Whereas when we speak of Buddhas, we are talking about fully enlightened beings who are free of all limitations and negativity. So in some sense, we need to actually pay more reverence towards the sentient beings. And all the beneficial qualities, the benefits of awakening mind, which the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, the first chapter, talks about, all of these benefits of bodhicitta come about entirely in dependence upon other sentient beings. So, you know, when you think from that kind of that point of view, we can come to recognize that sentient beings are truly precious and important. Of course, they are very precious, but also the sentient beings are the beings with which we fight and have conflicts with.